On the show today, we have Filene's new senior director of incubation, Josh Sledge, talking about, as the leader, how they're going to help Creighton's accelerate innovation throughout the industry. Always a good thing for sure. So check out our chat with Josh. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Filene's new Senior Director of Incubation, Josh Sledge. Ooh, that's kind of hard to say a little bit.
It is.
Wow. So how are you, sir?
Congrats doing well.
On the new appointment.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Mike. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome. So, before we get into your job responsibilities as the senior director of incubation, so can you share just a little bit of your background real quick?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I joined the Filene team about three months ago, which has been a really, really great start so far. But before that, I was at the Financial Health Network for about 11 years. So, you know, for those that aren't familiar, kind of a think tank in the nonprofit space, really focused on improving the financial health of American households. And I worked there on a lot of our innovation initiatives, particularly those that were pairing nonprofits and community organizations with fintech providers and developers, creating new solutions and really trying to co-create those kind of solutions. So did a lot of that work for a while, as well as some research, led some of our research agenda in the small dollar credit arena as well. So, you know, with all that experience, I got a chance to meet Filene, see the great work they were doing, and all the credit unions as well that were part of the Financial Health Network. And so really excited to be on the Filene team. Before that, I had cut my teeth at Prudential Financial doing some investment analysis work. But no, really thrilled to be in the new role at Filene and take a lot of that experience and learnings and really apply it here.
Yeah, it's a special group there at Filene for sure. Over the years, they've just done some incredible, incredible work and really pushing forward the industry. And that's kind of what one of your big responsibilities is to do, right? Is to accelerate innovation throughout the industry. So thank you for that. We need everybody pushing as hard as we can go on this. So give us a lay of the land of some of your responsibilities and even some of your goals, immediate and long term.
Yeah. So, you know, the goal number one is to take over the team at Filene has a tremendous track record in running their incubators and their innovation projects. And on that foundation, I'm really now looking to figure out where we go next. And so the incubators previously have really been focused on financial well-being, as well as really supporting credit union growth, really aligns with Filene's mission to help credit unions thrive and help them help their communities thrive. And so, you know, with the track record we've had previously, we ran a incubator around reaching minority households on the well-being side in partnership with Visa and the Ford Foundation. We ran a partnership with CMFG Ventures to test out some fintech products and see how they were really contributing to credit union growth, how they could fit into a portfolio. So with that experience and with that track record, we're now looking to where do we go next, right? What are those key challenges that credit unions are facing? What are those key challenges, obviously, that we're seeing affecting communities, whether it be the pandemic or some of the broader changes and just the way we work and live? And where do we think that innovation can be best applied to create some solutions and really move the needle? So, you know, the first 3 months since I've been here has really been trying to absorb all of that, see where we are, talking to a lot of partners in the space to see where their heads are and where they're focused. And we're hoping to roll out some new incubator projects that are really hitting the nail on the head when it comes to, you know, those ripe opportunities for innovation. So really excited to be diving in.
Are you part of the I3 program as well? Is that kind of in your neck of the woods or?
It is. Yeah, really excited to be a part of that as well. So okay. I'm slowly kind of working on that initiative as well. I mean, it's a really great program, you know, 2-year leadership program, opportunity, I think, to help emerging credit union leaders really grow and develop and become those kinds of catalysts for innovation throughout the field. So I'm getting my feet wet on I3 and as the new wave, we just announced, I think it was yesterday. So wave 17, we're really excited to to have them in, 23 folks who we're going to be working with pretty closely. But as they work their way through the agenda, I'll be working with them on some of the innovation ideas. And, you know, usually with I3, you come to the table and say, here are some things in my community, my institution we're working on. And then we will work with them to kind of create some prototypes and test them out and see what they look like. So as they get into that flow, I'm really looking forward to diving in and working with that team and moving forward with them.
Yeah, that seems like so much fun. That's like an innovator's or an entrepreneur's type dream to be in something like that. I mean, just to go in there and just create something that will help people. That's just, how fulfilling is that?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's even coming in and just getting to know Wave 16, which is just graduating out of the class.
Yeah.
Seeing what they've been able to create, even with the challenges, right? This is usually kind of an in-person opportunity. We get to really roll up our sleeves, and for even to see them innovate and pivot and adapt to the model of I3 and then really come up with some great product concepts. It's exciting to see what those folks are capable of.
Yeah. How do we keep up with innovation? Because that seems to be the big challenge for practically any industry these days, unless you're Elon Musk, who's kind of doing some crazy things out there right now. But credit union speaking though, do you kind of have a philosophy on how to kind of keep up with the innovative Joneses, so to speak? So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? So there's almost two ways to look at it. I think there's both kind of, you know, what are the immediate trends that are happening, right? That we see some things rolling out. So, you know, if we're looking big picture when it comes to financial services, these are the things, though, cryptocurrency is coming about and we're seeing a shift to more digital channels, those kind of things where it's about identifying the marketplace and seeing where things are shifting and thinking about how to bring those on. I think, you know, having a pipeline and a visibility into that space of where that innovation is happening is really important. Something that we at Filene hope to be able to provide to the credit union space generally.
Oh yeah.
Really excited. We are launching our sixth center of excellence on innovation and incubation, bringing on a new research fellow who's going to be doing a lot of that work, helping us just to get our arms around what kind of innovation is happening and is relevant in the financial services space, in particular for credit unions. But then there's the other aspect of, okay, you know, here's the stuff, but then there's also the approach, right? Because there's always going to be new stuff. The key is, how do we think about, you know, where the challenges are and which of these solutions are the ones that are going to have the biggest impact for our members? And then how do we build the cultures, the systems, the processes to actually turn those ideas into fruition, bring them up to fruition, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's really about how do credit unions develop that culture of innovation, that practice, that process of identifying the challenges that are facing them, seeing the solutions, testing some ideas, iterating. You know, how do we help credit unions just develop that muscle so that, you know, as the world continues to change, they're able to change with it. And again, that's something that we're really looking forward to diving into as a part of the Center for Excellence on Innovation and Incubation.
Yeah, I keep thinking of how to avoid the shiny red ball syndrome. It's like, ooh, that looks cool. Ooh, that looks cool. Oh,
yeah. It's
like, so, I mean, how do you approach that? Is it, I mean, just kind of prioritizing? Because thankfully, credit unions are a pretty nimble lot. We can kind of move pretty quickly here. But at the same time, there's so many really tantalizing, tempting things out there to grab that could take you down a wrong road. What's your philosophy on that? How to prioritize and look for what's right and what's wrong?
Yeah, I think, you know, number one, the key for me is always framing the challenge right? So to avoid kind of looking at those shiny red balls, I think it's almost you want to grab it, you need to be able to look at it and say, is this one I want to keep or not, right? And then be willing to throw it away. So I think the key to that is understanding what are the challenges we are trying to solve and articulating that clearly, right? Getting alignment on your team. Either it's a challenge that our members are facing. Maybe it's a, you know, hey, look, we see a challenge around credit access or just the ability to kind of manage wealth or assets or it's something on the back end for the credit union, right? We need to find ways to underwrite in different ways that enable us to expand our market. Whatever it is, I think framing up that question then enables organizations to be very clear about what does and does not fit, right? So that's the first wave. And then the second one for me is always about impact, right? To the point around that question, is this moving the needle or not, right? Is this actually going to make a difference for our members, our communities, for our organization? And if it is, fantastic. And so I think those two questions, oftentimes, if you got your eye on the ball, right, in terms of the challenge we're trying to solve, and then have a real clear priority for impact, usually can help you sort through a lot of it. And then you get to the nitty gritty, right? You got to figure out the technical details, work and that. But you can really get pretty far pretty fast if you just got a real clear picture of the problem you're trying to solve.
Yeah, there's just so much to offer out there right now. So it can be daunting. So
yes.
So what's next for, do you want to give finally any plugs or any events or anything like that, or anything that you are involved with that you want to discuss real quick, or what's next for you guys?
Yeah. No, we're really excited for everything we've got coming up. So obviously there's the launch of the COE that I mentioned, the Center of Excellence, and more to come there. We'll be announcing our fellow relatively shortly.
Okay.
And talking a little bit about that body of work and what will be coming from there. At the same time, again, I3 is really underway. So our Wave 16 members are talking about their project. So keep an eye out if you want to learn more about some of the really great solutions they came up with, many of them really tackling issues around DEI. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how credit unions approach it. I think some really creative work happening on that front. And then we've got a few events coming up that really highlight some of our centers of excellence. Each month or so, we're able to kind of dig in and shine. I think the next one we have set is for our center on lives in transition, really looking at people who are going through kind of key life transitions, medical debt, people returning to communities after incarceration, and really digging into opportunities for credit unions to engage there. And then really excited, Big Bright Minds in October. Yeah. You know, we're doing some of the agenda planning now. I know it's way down the ways, but we're excited for it. And hopefully by that time, we'll be able to meet with a lot of our fellow credit union partners in person, and now it's going to chance to meet them properly.
Yeah, hopefully in person. Yeah, I love that.
Fingers crossed.
That's the way I like, I love that, because I cap off my year with that, with Big Bright Minds. So it's such a great, you guys do such a good job with that. So, and it gets you thinking in the mode for the next year coming up. You kind of review what happened in the previous year, but then it gives you, wow, there's so much, you know, potential that you know, in the next year. So yeah, it's such a great conference for that, to get your mind right and get it ready for the next year. So
yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, Josh, well, I'm gonna let you get to work, because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. I want to keep you from your job. So I appreciate the time, and congrats again. This is exciting. So I'm sure Filene is glad to have you there.
Yeah, glad to be here and glad to be talking with you, Mike, and really be a part of the credit union movement. I'm excited to see what we can come up with.
I think you're going to do some good things for sure. All right, Josh, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time, sir. Well done.
Thanks. Have a good
one. Welcome.